And I love what Pastor Chris said. I love it so much. I love it more than 100%.
Discover personally how the Word of God can affect and make a change in your life through the ministry of Pastor Chris Ross. Pastor Chris is the founder of Breakthrough Ministries International Church, with multiple branches in South Africa and abroad. He is a healing evangelist for the Jesus the Answer Outreach Ministry, an outreach crusade bringing healing, deliverance, and breakthrough to many people. Breakthrough Ministries International is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of zeal and fire for the Lord. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast channel to receive new messages every week. Now, let's listen to Pastor Chris.
Why did God establish the tithe? Number one, I give you quick points. Now, it's a mysterious purpose. Many people in this church do not tithe. So we teach the Bible school students that tithing is God's way to prosper. Hallelujah. And we have many prosperous people in the church. And you will notice something connected to their prosperity is that they are tithers. Glory to God. I'm not going to go long into this. It's a mysterious purpose of multi-purpose offering, the tithe. It does many things for you. One of the great things it does, it opens the windows of heaven. Hallelujah. How many of you know there are windows in heaven? And if the windows are open, then blessings come down. Hey! And how do we open the windows? There might be more than one way, but one of the ways we see in the Bible is that when we bring our tithe to the storehouse, then God opens the windows. And there will be an open heaven over your life, and you will start to prosper in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! But one of the first things, why must we tithe? We tithe because we show gratitude unto God. Hallelujah. We show our gratitude. Deuteronomy 26. He says, and when you come into the land which the Lord gives you for an inheritance, you shall take of the first of all the fruit of the earth. That's the tithe. Hallelujah. And you shall bring of thy land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and thou wilt put it in a basket. Put it in the NLT quickly. Verse 2. Quickly. Put some of the first produce. The first produce. Everybody say first fruit. This is a very important teaching, because after this you're going to be very prosperous. Wouldn't you want to be prosperous? Many people want prosperity, but they don't want the process towards prosperity. You will take it and put it in a basket and bring it to the designated place of worship. Where's that place? Right here. The place the Lord will choose to honor his name. This is the Zion sanctuary, the house of God. Hallelujah. So it is there because of gratitude. Verse 3. Just look at verse 3 quickly. Go to the priest in charge at that time and say to him, with this gift I acknowledge to the Lord your God that I have entered the land which he swore to our ancestors to give us. So we are thankful to God, and it's a sign of gratitude that God instructed the children of Israel to bring 10% or a tithe, the first fruits. First fruits is often in the Bible directly related to the word tithe. It is sometimes interchangeable. I'm imagining you Bible school students, so I use some of these languages. Amen. Say if your friend, Jennifer Stani, saying it, amen. So no one a Bible school, bro. Number two, God also established this tithe for people to remember where God lifted them from. Look at verse 4. The priest will then take the basket from your hand and set it before the altar of the Lord. Verse 5. You must then say in the presence of the Lord your God, my ancestor Jacob was wandering. He was a wandering Aramean who went to live as a foreigner in Egypt. His family came out. He's telling about the history of where he came from. Hallelujah. So you will bring your tithe because you will now remember where God lifted you from. Amen. You were going to go to hell. You were sinking deep down in the pit. But the Lord rescued you. It could have been an outreach. It could have been a home cell. It could have been a visit to BMI. Now your life has changed. From a life of despair and destruction, God changes you. And you come to say thank you by bringing to God the first fruits. This is God's Old Testament way of telling the children of Israel how to be blessed. Hallelujah. Number three, he says, it's a prayer of thanksgiving. It is, you read that whole chapter, it's Deuteronomy 26. Say Deuteronomy 26. Yeah, he tells them how to live. How to be prosperous. And he goes on and on. He says, you will bring the first fruit of the land. You will enjoy your 90% and you will care. He even explains to them what it will be used for. It will be used to look after the pastors. It will be used to care for the needy. It will be used as separate from all worldly things. It goes on and on and on. And the whole chapter of Deuteronomy 26 explains to you why God instituted tithing. But I don't want to focus on that. That's why I'm going to end with the chapter in this book that I like. I want to talk about the bad thinking of non-tithers. Hey! Tell your neighbor, listen, this message is for you. This message. The bad thought of non-tithers. Do you want to know what's the bad thought of a non-tither? Because not everybody tithes. And do you know why they don't tithe? It has to do with the mind. Everybody say the mind. But God wants you to have a sound mind. A non-tither does not have a sound mind because he's thinking many things. What are those things, Pastor? I'll tell you what they are. Thank you for asking. The reason why non-tithers become poor is because their minds are full of bad thoughts. Say amen. Amen. They are negatively minded and they do not prosper. Do you understand? If you want to prosper, you must be positive and you must be faithful. How many of you like to be now negative people? Here, as you, as I net the volk in die lucht, as you look, how gaat het alweer storm? And as the sun uitkom, as you look, kom die volgende droogte ook alweer aan. People can say many negative things and it's not nice to be around a negative person. Is it right? Tell your neighbor, I hope you're not negative because I'm not sitting next to negative people in the church. Look, millionaires, if they come together, there's never sadness. And you can see they're excited about their new project. The money's coming from there. They're positive people. Huh? They're not like Sasa cardholders that's complaining about the little money that they're getting from the government. No. Prosperous people are positive people. Hallelujah. But your thoughts, man, your thoughts is the problem. We need to get into your mind to fix you. Now, if you read demons and how to deal with them, you see the devil tried to kill this man. There were 6,000 demons in him, but they couldn't kill him. I can't tell you so many things, but let me tell you something. The human mind is a very powerful tool. Are you hearing? As soon as these 6,000 demons were cast out of this man, they went into the pigs. Do you remember that story? And you know what the pigs did? They committed suicide. Isn't it right? They ran down a steep cliff. And they try to swim. But the pig can't swim. A pig is too fat. And the bacon is too heavy. So as the pig was trying, 2,000 of them, all of them died. All of them died. So as soon as the demon entered, he fulfilled his work of killing, stealing, and destroying. Because the animal mind is not as great as the human mind. Are you with me? Human beings are greater than animals because we put animals in a zoo. They don't put us in a zoo because of the way we think. We can catch a big elephant. We eat bacon and we eat sausages, but the pigs don't eat us. Why? Because our mind, I'm teaching you something, the human mind is greater than the animal mind. Uh-huh. So the devil was in this man for many years but couldn't kill him because of the capacity of the human mind. But as soon as he went into a low-class mind, poop, suicide. So you need, your mind is an open portal for either demons or the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Uh-huh. So now in your thinking, if your thinking is poor, you will never prosper. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What are some of the reasons why people don't want to give 10% or a tithe? Number one, they say, I earn too little to pay tithes. Iemand wat hier sit wat so ding vir oggend. But I want to tell you, it's a dangerous way of thinking. Say amen. The Bible has many examples of people that had very little, but they were still required to give their little. Isn't it true? And then those who gave little in the Bible, they were blessed. Hallelujah. So you can't use the excuse, Pastor, ek verdien so min. I earn so little. It's not a valid excuse in the kingdom of God. And to say I earn so little is a bad thought. Jesus told the parable of a man who had one talent. Do you remember this story? The one with the five multiplied, the one with the two multiplied, the one with the one, he hid the talent. He said, Lord, this is Tamanyara. Jesus rebuked him, or the owner, the landlord rebuked him and said, you wicked servant. You hide under a bad thought that I have so little, and plus my master is a wicked man. Your thinking is not correct. Say mercy. Number two, some people don't say they earn too little, they say they earn too much. I earn too much to pay tithes. I'm helping you. Somebody sitting here on the left-hand side who says, I earn too much. My if I give a tithe, it will be so large. How can I give so much money to the church? That's people who have no respect for the house of God. One brother said, I can't pay, he said to his pastor, I can't. Are you mad to ask me to tithe? If I give my tithe, you know how much money it will be? Then, a few years later, he got struck with an incurable disease and was busy dying. Then he came to church with a big envelope and he brought the tithe to his pastor. And he wanted the pastor to be sure that the pastor sees him. He said, Pastor, look, I'm bringing my tithe. The pastor said, thank you. But it's a pity it took so long. That now your life is short, you're going to die. Now you remember God and you respect God. But when you had your health and your prosperity, you didn't remember God. It's a bad thought to even think, I earn too much to pay my tithe. And let me tell you, there are many believers, including breakthroughs people. You don't give a 10%. You know why? You think in your mind is too much to give to the church. May the Lord deliver you from your bad thinking and may you develop a sound mind in the name of Jesus. I earn too much. I can't pay. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 14 says, but who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly? Some people say, I'm giving you the bad thought, huh? My hard-earned money. Must I give my hard-earned money? It's not even been properly used. So I won't pay my tithes. But that's people who are proud and haughty. Huh? They want the church to go into various organizations. I found a brother the other day. He was hooting there for me, blah, 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 making a noise. So I said, he's not in my, was in my church many years ago. He's not there. He says, hey, I'm doing this. I'm feeding the poor, man. I said, where are you giving your tithe? I was a spruce. He said, nee, ek gee nie my tithe vir die kerkie, want hulle gebruik hier die geld reggie. I give it away. You see, when you want to control your giving to God, you haven't given it actually. You are controlling it. The tithe belongs to the Lord. Amen. You can't decide where and how it must go. Then you have a haughty spirit. And you are lofty. You exercise yourself in matters that are too great for you. Amen. Real giving is giving something and not even knowing where it's going. You have surrendered it. Say amen. Why don't people give 10%? They say the pastors are using our money to buy cars and houses for themselves. I'm teaching from this book. It's a chapter. The bad thoughts of non-tithers. Tell your neighbor, I wish the non-tithers were here today. I wish they were here today to hear this message. Brother and sister, why must you have negative thoughts? I just told you now that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Your mind is not sound. If you think that way, your mind is not sound. Why are you fighting the church? Why do you constantly feel that your money is being used to do extravagant things for the pastor? You remind me of a man called Judas Iscariot. Because when the woman broke the alabaster box on the feet of Jesus, Judas said the same thing that you are saying. Why must this expensive gift be thrown on the feet of this pastor? I'm skipping a few because I want to close. Because I want to close. We are having tea and donuts after this. So I want to also get there. Some people say 10% is too much to give. So I won't pay tithes. Huh? 10%. But I'm going to give 5%. Tell your neighbor. You must, yeah, in this church, you must do what I tell you. The camera is watching. You see that camera there? ten percent is too much. I will only give 5%. Tell your neighbor, how did Pastor know you coming to church today? Listen. Why don't you tell that to the government when they take 15% of your taxes? Tell the government the same thing you tell God and see if the government will be happy and smiling with you. Do you think God is a fool, my friend? Do you think God does not know the difference between 10% and 1%? Do you think God can't do mathematics, my friend? Why do you belittle the creator of the universe with such thinking? Your thinking is not correct. Your thinking is bad. And you endanger your life when you have the wrong thoughts within you. The Bible says in Galatians 6 verse 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Tell your neighbor, the only reason why this preaching is irritating you is because you're not a tither. Yeah. I feel somebody saying, "Can the pastor only klaar maak?" The reason why you are saying that is because you are not a tither and you want me to get off the subject. Because I'm pointing you out. Must I give you another thought? It's the thinking. I'm talking about the mind. The mind is the doorway for the Holy Spirit. If your mind is right, you will receive the Holy Spirit quicker. You'll even receive from me quicker because your mind is right. Oh, yes. Some people say, I am broke, Pastor, so I cannot tithe. All those that were giggling now, they were the broke people. But I've got news for you. Being broke is not unusual. Most people in the world are broke in any case, isn't it? The world is a poor place. But it's not a good enough reason not to pay your tithes. Say amen. The Bible even addresses this problem. Will you put God first? Will you obey the word of God? You cannot use your tithe somewhere else because you use the excuse that you are broke. Listen to Deuteronomy 26:14. Listen. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning. Put it in that new version, man, then I can read it. I have not eaten any of it while I was crying. Ek het 'n begrafnis gehad, Pastor. Ons moet Woeste toe gegaan het met die taxi, Pastor. Toe vat ek maar nou van die tiendes. Verstaan, Pastor? I have not eaten of it in my mourning. I have not handled it while I was ceremonially unclean, and I have not offered any of it to the dead. I have obeyed the Lord my God. Hallelujah. And I've come and I have done everything you commanded me to do. Glory to God. Another thought. I am building a house. I cannot pay my tithes. Hey. Building a house is not a good enough excuse not to pay your tithes. Amen. Let me give you the last few. I have a lot of debts to pay, Pastor. I cannot pay my tithes. Say for your neighbor, Dice Yona, Dianus Yona, Dianus for you. I am reading the minds of people in the church this morning, and I'm telling you what you are thinking, and I'm also explaining to you, you don't have a sound mind. But God wants to give you a sound mind. I have a lot of debts. I cannot pay my tithes. I'm helping you with tithing. The Lord said I must preach it because He wants you to prosper. You must bring 10% of your earnings to God. Always. Not to me. It's to God. It's not to the pastor. I did not invent tithing. The Bible was there long before I was born, and I think it will be there long after I'm gone, because heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God shall remain forever. Hallelujah. Don't blame me for your bad thinking. Everybody has debt, man. Don't put God's work after everything else you do. Is it nice to do that? No. You must give to God. I am a widow, Pastor. I cannot pay my tithes. Hey. A pastor the other day, a friend of my wife, a Facebook friend, he put on social on his Facebook that he told all the widows they don't have to give tithes in his church anymore, and all the pensioners, they are free from tithing. So he said, the people are already struggling so much. How can the pastor still take the tithes of the poor people? And he had so many people that agreed with him. Strangely enough, you see, the mysterious ways of God cannot be understood by foolish thinkers. When the poor woman came to throw her 2 pennies in the temple, Jesus was standing there. And he didn't say, stop this nonsense. He said, this woman has given much more than the man that has a lot in his pocket. Hallelujah. Because he knew this woman was opening the gateway and the windows of heaven for her blessing, her prosperity, and her survival. If I tell you that you don't earn enough, you shouldn't give to God, I am robbing you of your prosperity and God's divine way of blessing you. And I don't want to be guilty before God to prevent you from receiving from the Lord. Hallelujah. You provoke God's blessing to you by bringing something to Him. This is the mysterious blessing of the tithe. I am a widow. I cannot pay my tithes. We help the widows here at Breakthrough. And it looks cruel to take money from a widow. But the spiritual truth remains unchanged. Amen. What is that? If you sow, you will reap. Hallelujah. And the widow needs to reap much more than the ordinary person. Yes. Yes. The Bible says a woman told Elijah she's got nothing left but some oil and flour. And Elijah said, bake me a bread. Was Elijah cruel? Was he a heartless man? Taking things from the poorest of the poor? No, 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 not at all. He was opening the door for the blessing to come to the widow's life. Glory to God. Don't use your widowhood for not paying tithes. You will be missing out on a great blessing. Play the music. Let me close with this last few points. I am a student pastor, so I cannot pay tithes. I am showing you the thinking of non-tithers. I am a student. Being a student must not prevent you from paying tithes. Do students eat food? Do they eat food? Do they wear clothes? Some of them drive cars. Do students have money? Some students get married. All the answers is yes. How come students are able to engage in all of the things we have listed? If students are wiser than adults, they think they are wiser than adults, why can't they also pay tithes? We can't let the students go free. The Lord says in Proverbs 3 verse 9, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thy increase. Hallelujah. You must pay your tithes. Otherwise, you must stop all other activities. I am unemployed, Pastor, so I cannot pay tithes. Thank you for telling us that you are unemployed. We didn't know that you were unemployed, but today we know. But we also have a question for you. Do you eat every day? Do you wear clothes every day? Do you go out? Do you travel? Where do you get the money to do these things? Don't throw dust in our eyes, please, by telling us you're unemployed. Don't hide behind it. The Bible says, the Bible actually wants you to be unemployed. The Bible wants you to have little so that God can use that to give you much. He says, if you are faithful in little. Now, when will you have little? That's when you are unemployed, you are a student, you are a widow. Isn't it right? So there must be a time to have a little and there will be a time to have much. But it is in the little that God judges your blessing that's coming to you. If you were faithful in a little, God can trust you with much. Hallelujah. So thank God for being unemployed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He that is faithful. Luke 16:10. He that is faithful, which is the least, in that which is least, is faithful also in much. Glory to God. Pastor, I am a SASSA card holder. I am retired, Pastor. I cannot pay tithes. We thank you for telling us that you are retired. But even retirees live, eat, and drink. They wear clothes. Some of them wear very grand clothes from Miladies, isn't it? And Pep Stores. And Mr. Price. Sometimes they have more money than those who work. Please don't use it as an excuse. May the Lord help you. May the Lord help you. Some people say, I have never paid tithes and I do not see any curses in my life, so I won't pay tithes. It reveals your shallowness of thinking. Adam was told by God, the day he eats of the tree will surely die. Adam didn't die after he ate the fruit. No, not physically. But there was a great curse that came from that disobedience, and it fell on all of us. Be careful with your irresponsible thinking. You're going to get yourself into much trouble. When I pay my tithes, this is the last one. You say, Pastor, I don't see financial blessing. But God is not a robot or a computer. You can't decide how and when you want to be blessed. Blessing is not always measured in money. Amen. Blessing is measured by the day-to-day life that God gives you and all things that works together to bring the fruits you desire. Malachi 3:14, you have said it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we have kept this ordinance and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? Malachi 3:10 says, bring all the tithe into the storehouse. Bring it. Malachi 3:10, please, Mr. Computer Man. That there will be meat. Put it in the NLT quickly. Bring the tithes into the storehouse, so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do so, says the Lord, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. And you can try me and put me to the test. I will bless you for it. Amen. How many of you are tithers and you've seen the blessing of God on your life? You know, let me tell you something. Some people don't even know that God has blessed them. I have to show you a photo of what you look like when you came here. And the car you drove when you came here. You see, the devil has blinded your eyes so much you can't even see what you look like when you stood here the day when you gave your life to Christ. And the blessings that's flowing every day. That's why you must constantly say thank you in your prayers. Your prayers must start with thanksgiving. Oh yes. And after the thanksgiving prayers, you will just be receiving more and more and more and more and more. God is a God that wants to prosper His children. And you are part of His children. You are part of God's plan to prosper you. All the blessings that God has given you, thank Him for it. Bring 10% of your income, of all the blessings, give it to God. Make that covenant with Him. I couldn't give you everything, but it's in this book. And it's what the Bible school students have learned. I can't see any of them not being tithers after these teachings, because the tithing is the prosperity. When last did you take someone for a cup of coffee at McDonald's? When last? Te kreet te swa. Maar die Heere gaan jou swaker op een einde bring in Jesus' naam. You see, I want this church to be prosperous. And you know what will be so wonderful about the prosperity? We are not in a prosperous place. But we are prospering. I saw it in Nigeria, when I was in Nigeria. I saw Nigeria, like, if you go into the towns, you see the poverty, the taxes, it's demarcation. But if you come into the charismatic churches, you see, hey, is this the same place? Because they serve a living God. They have taken what God has given as an example to Israel, and they have implemented it. The poorest of the poor, they bring their tithes to the altar. And their lives start to change. And God start to prosper them. And God start to bless them. They are the richest, wealthiest churches in the world today. It was like God said to Isaac, don't go down to Egypt. Stay in this land. Sow a seed in the dry famine. And I will prove to you I am the Lord your God that will prosper you. And the Bible says Isaac sowed in that land 100 times, reaping where others couldn't reap. My friends, I hope this message will help you to start to realize you must bring your tithes to God in the place that God has chosen. This is the place. If you're not a tither, start to tithe. Don't use the bad thinking. May the Lord transform your mind to think with a sound mind. Bow your heads in prayer quickly. Oh. Father, we thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the blessing of your words. Before I close, I want to give a chance for somebody here today that wants to make his life right with God. Maybe you've come here as a visitor. Somebody invited you. But your life is not right with God. If you die tonight, you're not sure if you will go to heaven. Maybe you knew God at one stage, but things have gone wrong. But today you want to come back. And you want to commit your life to the Lord. And you want to serve Him again. Maybe this is the place that God has chosen for you to come and serve the Lord and to love the Lord. Maybe you have struggled financially, but through this message today, God is talking to you and God wants to prosper you. You say, Pastor, pray for me. I need to serve God. I need to follow Him. I need to start my life in a new direction. Please, Pastor. I don't have much time for God. But from today, I want to make time for Him. If that is you, I will pray for you before I hand over. Put up your right hand. I want to pray for you. You are somebody like that. You want, yes, I see your hands. I see your hands. Why don't you stand up? All of you stand just for a minute. Please stand. And those people who put up their hands, just come to me. Stand here with me. I want to pray with you on the blue carpet. There's some people that side and some people here. Come, very important. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to commit my life to God. Pastor, pray with me. Come.
Today, come to Jesus. Let Him have His way.
Come quickly. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. To give your life to Jesus.
Give Him your life today. Come to Jesus.
Let Him have His way. Give Him your life today. Hallelujah.
Come unto Jesus.
Oh, let Him have His way.
All right. Do you know Jesus loves you so much? God loves you so much and He has a great plan for your life. And He's got so much compassion and mercy. Mercy is new every morning. Sometimes you see people that have been to the blue carpet, they come again. But that's the mercy of God. It's new every morning. Pray this prayer after me and mean it with your heart. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
I'm sorry for my sins.
I'm sorry for my sins.
I confess.
That
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I've made many mistakes. But today. I ask you. Please forgive me. Please wash me. With your precious blood.
I believe.
With my mouth. I believe with my heart.
I believe with my heart.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth
that Jesus came to die for me.
That Jesus came to die for me.
And today, I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus
as my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
I want to follow you, Lord.
I want to follow you
from this day forward.
From this day forward.
I want to serve you.
I want to serve you.
Please come live in my heart.
Please come live in my heart.
Write my name.
Write my name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
I give you my life.
I give you my life.
I turn my back.
I turn my
on
back
Satan.
On Satan.
From today.
From today.
I will follow Jesus.
I will follow Jesus.
I will serve Jesus.
I will serve Jesus.
Jesus is my master.
Jesus is my master.
Jesus is my Lord.
Jesus is
I
my Lord.
I confess it.
I confess it.
With my mouth.
With my mouth.
And in my heart.
In my heart.
I believe
that
God raised Jesus.
That God raised Jesus
from the dead.
From the dead.
And by believing in Him.
And by believing in Him.
I am saved.
I am saved.
I am saved.
I am saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let us clap for the Lord for this wonderful, wonderful, holy moment. Holy moment.
And I think Pastor Chris Ross shared very well. He explained the message very well. So I think I'm going to ask him to share every day. You know, the Archbishop brought the prophet, and I'm also bringing you. So you explained the word very nicely to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages of Pastor Chris, tune in to Chris Ross Ministries podcast. Remember, faith cometh by hearing.